when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-collared ponies and crisp apple strudels. Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel
on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-collared ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
When the dog bites,
when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Well, that has become one of the Christmas songs. Did Rodgers and Hammerstein know that? I don't think they did. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating today out of Broadway, out of the dressing room at Circle in the Square, where this fantastic revival of Oklahoma is still enchanting audiences. And I am seated next to, not one of my favorite things, but one of my favorite performers of all time, Mary Testa.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Joining us for our holiday show. Welcome, Mary.
Hi, everybody. Happy holidays.
That was a recording you did with Jen Gambantes.
Yes.
For an album of Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yes, it's her album, and she asked me to sing that song with her, and I was very honored and had a great time, and she's a doll and a very talented young lady or woman, actually.
It's fantastic.
And, yeah, it was lovely.
And what I love about that is you actually sing it the Broadway way, right? So you actually did the way Maria and the Mother Superior sing it.
Yeah,
in the show.
I guess we did, yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
Well, you're closing out this extraordinary run of this extraordinary production, which we'll hear a little more from later. But there's something about you. I remember when I saw this particular production that you so centered this concept. Your performance as Aunt Eller, Tony nominated, was sort of the lens through which you could read the show.
Well, and
congratulations on
that. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very proud of this production. I'm very proud of what Daniel has created. I've been with it for a long time. And when an audience is in it, moved by it, it's really, there's nothing like it. So thank you very much for that compliment. And I'm very happy to be part of it.
Great. Now, you were born in Philadelphia but moved to Rhode Island.
Yes.
What are some of your earliest Christmas or even Broadway musical memories?
Oh, God. You know, I don't really have too many Broadway musical memories because I didn't listen to show tunes as a kid. Oh, well, the only album my parents had was Pippin, so I listened to that. But we mostly listened to like Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett in my house. And but I have, you know, a ton of Christmas memories from when I lived. I'm also Italian, so Christmas is very food-oriented in the Italian household. On Christmas Eve is the Feast of Seven Fishes,
right.
And I've always enjoyed that. So those are my memories. They're more that way. And then, of course, your classic Christmas songs.
Uh-huh. Do you remember? So you grew up Roman Catholic in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty...
Yeah.
Hefty plate of things to do during the holiday seasons.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I think you do so well as a performer is you're always so alive on stage, but you can really move from serious stuff to humorous stuff in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But you always struck me as such a fun, comedian-oriented person. Were there comics growing up that you liked or people on TV that sort of tickled your funny bone and said, I'd like to do what they do?
You know, I found Monty Python's Flying Circus very early on. I was about 9 or 10, and I didn't really know what I was watching, but it made me laugh. And I remember watching, you know, because it was Ed Sullivan when I was a kid, when
right.
I was little, and Toadie Fields and Phyllis...
Phyllis Diller.
Phyllis Diller and... Joan Rivers, you know, I was always very interested in the female comics rather than the male because I felt the males were just all the same. And so I remember being really awestruck by them and, you know, what they did. And I knew even at a young age that it was something to watch a female comedian in the 60s,
right.
50s. I was born in the 50s, so I was much too young, but I knew that it was something special, and I can't just imagine the groundbreaking and what they had to go through in order to, you know, ply their craft. So it was always a wondrous thing to me.
Were you a Laugh-In fan? I have a feeling you
I did love Laugh-In. Yeah, I really enjoyed Laugh-In. Yeah, I loved Ruth Buzzy.
When I was 8, I met Ruth Buzzy because they did a live version of Laugh-In, and they took it on tour, and my dad got the tickets wrong, so we showed up for the evening show, but it was the matinee tickets.
Oh, no.
So we stayed for the 11 o'clock show.
Oh, my God.
And I was 8, and it was 1 in the morning, and I met Ruth Buzzy backstage. And
you
she
must
said,
have been exhausted when you
I
were
I was thrilled. And she said, you're up awfully late for a 10-year-old. Well, let us look at one of the great male comedians, because we have to do a little distaff here.
Okay.
This is Eddie Cantor singing a song about Christmas during the war I find particularly poignant.
Oh, me too, actually.
Excuse me, Mr. Cantor. I'm from Associated Press.
Yes?
We're interviewing some of the stars out here in Hollywood. Tell me, what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? Well, it's simple and it's plain. It isn't tied with ribbons or wrapped in cellophane. If Santa passes by my stocking, I promise not to mind a lot. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got. A pair of loving arms around me, a garden of forget-me-not. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got. A friend or two, a peaceful sky of blue, a place to hang my hat when work of day is through. If Santa passes by my chimney, I'll still be happy like as not. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got.
If Santa passes by my stocking, I promise not to mind a lot.
The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got.
A pair of loving arms around me, a garden of forget-me-not.
The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got. You know, there's a lot of unhappiness in the world today, but we still have peace over here. In this country, we really have Christmas 365 days each year.
If Santa passes by my stocking, I'll still be happy like as not.
The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the thing.
Just to keep the thing.
Just to keep the thing.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Now, Mary, that's one of your choices for our program. What is it about it you like so much?
You know what? Now, you just can't beat Nat King Cole. It's like listening to butter. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just so evocative of the... And I feel like this is one of the songs I heard growing up. And he's just... His voice is so sexy and soothing and evocative of all kinds of things.
This is centenary year, Nat King Cole.
Is it really?
So let's raise a wassail to him.
Yes, please.
One of the things that I've also admired about you, I loved you in 42nd Street.
Oh, thank you.
You seem to have a great sense for people and manners and styles of an earlier age. Is that something you do consciously or?
I don't know. I think actually, I don't know how it happened with 42nd Street. I think it might have been a couple of people who were involved in the show that sort of, I didn't steer me, but I was steered by them, maybe. That was one of the most horrific experiences of my career. But ultimately, you know, it was great to perform the show, and the company was wonderful. Putting together of that show was not so fun.
Intense. And they didn't record your version, I don't think.
I don't think they did,
yeah,
no.
That's a shame. You and Jonathan Freeman were
Had such a ball together. Oh, I love
what
him.
What a great team.
Thank you.
So we're going to go to a Broadway Christmas song. I'm always knocking Subways Are for Sleeping as one of the worst shows ever written by major people, Comden and Green and Julie Stein. And Eric Comstock, the great pianist, cabaret performer, said, "Don't give it a break." So let's hear Be a Santa, sung by Charlie Chaplin's son, Sidney Chaplin.
Oh, wow.
There you go, from Subways Are for Sleeping.
Cool.
Be a Santa, happy Santa, jolly Santa, give the world a Merry Christmas.
Be Kris Kringle, bells and jingle, what you bring, fill the world with joy, come on and swing.
From Subways Are for Sleeping. I hope all you fans, the four of you, who like that show are enjoying it. I'm here backstage at Oklahoma. How exciting. With Mary Testa here at Circle in the Square for our annual 2019 holiday show. Mm-hmm. And I'm thrilled to be playing selections from an album that you did with Michael Starobin of great wide-ranging material. And it's so theatrical and smart. And tell us a little bit about this album. Have Faith.
Well, Michael and I have been working together since 1982, actually earlier when we met doing In Trousers, but we've been putting shows together. Not a lot of them because of both of our schedules, but we worked on a show up at Barrington Stage, I'm going to say about 8 years ago, called Sleepless Variations. And we took some of the material from that, and we're trying to find a live stage show that was just Michael and I and electronics. And a friend of ours, we finally ultimately did what you hear, have faith. And my friend Cappy Rush, who's adorable and wonderful, said, this should be recorded. And I said, yeah, you know, but we don't have that kind of money. And she said, I'll do it for you.
Wow.
And gave us a tremendous gift and the luxury of 5 days to do it in. And so then Michael was able to sweeten a lot of things with live musicians. And this is our Have Faith is... It's all disparate songs, different songs, but it all means something. It's right. All in the order that it's in. It should be listened to in one big piece. It all is a story that we've kind of constructed.
Sort of a song cycle almost.
Yeah, but it all means something.
Yeah, interesting.
It sort of adds up to the feeling that faith is a very important thing.
Well, here's a very famous Leonard Cohen song, which has also inched its way, like my favorite things, into the holiday season. And you do it so well. Let's hear it.
Maybe I've been here before. I know these rooms. I walk this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. But I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah. I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair right from your lips. She drew a
Hey, be singing over the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Excelsis Deo, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
So those are the unforgettable pipes of Nancy Wilson, who we lost this year. We were talking a little bit earlier, and I think you share my sensibility that Broadway songs are great, Broadway performers are great, but the people who style the American songbook, the Sinatras and the Bennetts, and also do fantastic work. What about Nancy Wilson?
Oh, Nancy Wilson. That Christmas album is... My friend Walker Jones gave me that as a present just recently. And the orchestrations, the arrangements are just great.
Yeah.
And she's, again, like Nat King Cole, you know, it's like listening to... It's silvery, it's beautiful, and, you know,
you're in a
it.
Safe pair of hands with
yes.
Nancy Wilson.
Always, always.
Fantastic. So we were talking a little bit about... earlier on about the Bacharach David musical Promises.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little Christmas song we're going to play sung by Johnny Mathis. So which to me is like the most typical sort of 60s musical comedy. Do you look at your material for its comic value, its dramatic value when you're offered something? Because you play both sides of the street
yeah.
so well, like
yeah.
Forum and Xanadu on one hand, and then all the Michael John material on
yeah.
the other hand.
I just think, you know, as a human being, you know, life is full of both. And I have always thought that in order to be a good comedian, you have to be a tragedian.
Mm-hmm.
Tragedian. Is that right?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah. You have to know both ends of the scope, you know what I mean? And we've all gone through a lot, and pain is very familiar to everybody. Nobody is exempt. And so I just, you know, I just see both sides of that in life all the time, and I guess I'm able to tap into it.
Both sides now. Well, here's a lovely melancholy Christmas song. Those are the best, the melancholy Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah, the sadder the better.
Right, from Promises, Promises, sung by Johnny Mathis.
Christmas Day is here and so are we. Time for children and presents and Christmas tree happiness. Christmas Day is all that it should be. Lights and carols and holly and all kinds of loveliness. Christmas bells
ringing out goodwill to men
and peace on earth.
Everything they taught you when you were a child.
The thing a child once taught the world. If Christmas Day is really in your heart, you don't have to save up all your love to give once a year. Learn to give, try to live each day like Christmas Day. Christmas bells.
This is Larry Maslon here on our 2019 holiday show on Broadway to Main Street. And I'm here with the wonderful, multi-talented Mary Testa.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
So we're talking a little bit about some of the roles you played. Are there roles out there that you're dying to play that really need to be done by Mary Testa?
I've always said, that I want to do Kate in Taming of the Shrew.
Oh, you'd be fantastic.
And I did a reading of it once at CSC with Mark.
Mark Kudish?
Yes, with Mark Kudish.
You and Mark Kudish and Kiss Me Kate?
Yeah, not Kiss Me Kate.
Oh.
Taming of the Shrew. Yes, Taming of the Shrew.
Oh.
Kiss Me Kate, I have no interest. no, too many people have done
right.
it. And
oh, but you've got the chops for it.
Taming of the Shrew, I know, I would love to do it. And, you know, the thing that cheeses me about theater is that people look at me and they see character actor. They don't see leading lady. And I can be both. And unfortunately, no one would.
And what about Dolly? I mean, you You must have been offered that a million times.
But I hear all the time, like, when are you going to play Mama Rose? And I'm always like, you know what? Everybody's done it. And I don't really have the interest to do it because it's been done by every big dame around. And so, no. So, but that one, I totally want to do.
Interesting. Yeah. I think you'd also be, it's a little outside the box, the greatest mame.
I know.
Because wouldn't it be fun to be adopted by you and go Christmas shopping?
Yeah.
I think it would be so much fun.
That is so nice. I would love to do that, but nobody will ever
really?
Let me do it. I doubt it.
All right, let's hear a little Christmas song from Mame.
New butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Come in.
Come on in.
Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America, right?
Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon and the other one with Harry Nilsson.
Ooh, you go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son, and he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household, Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations, agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You too, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
To see ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth,
years from now, perhaps we'll see our finest gifts we bring of glory. Say the day. Living peace away, so peace on earth when we come. Every child must be made aware, every child must be made to care enough for his best. I pray my wish will come true for my child and your child too. He'll see the day of glory.
I pray my day
when men of good will live in peace, live in peace again. Peace on earth, can it be? Can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?
Okay, Mary Testa, that was one of your Christmas choices.
I love Little Drummer Boy. I love, that's my favorite Christmas song. And I could have given you a whole list of versions of Little Drummer Boy. RuPaul has a great one.
Wow.
Grace Jones has a great one.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that
and
song.
David Bowie and Bing Crosby. It seems to me that's very Mary Testa because it's both sides of the street.
Totally.
Pop and traditional.
Totally.
Strange thing. You know, they wrote that for him. David Bowie was going to walk off the show.
Was he?
Yeah, he said, I don't want to sing that song. I hate it. And it turns out my cousin, it's a long story, went and wrote Peace on Earth backstage and gave it to him to sing in counterpoint to keep him on the set.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm only doing this because my mom likes Bing Crosby. Good story.
Oh, my God.
Are there any great dames out there in the American theater that you've looked up to or performers who've come before you?
You know, there's I've said this before, but I'm always inspired by, like, everybody. Dana Ivey, who I just think is the bee's knees, and, you know, the Redgraves. And
Dana Ivey made her New York debut here at Circle in the Square.
I don't doubt it. And I had the good fortune to do Tartuffe with Dana in the park. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's wonderful. And, you know, there's so many. I can't even think of one. I tend not to have – I don't worship.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, because
– you got that out of the way as a young Roman Catholic in Rhode Island.
Yeah, no, that I was clued on to very early. Like, I think it was in the second grade when I went, this is nuts. But I don't worship people, but I respect a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
Well, one person who casts a long shadow, there's a book about her that just came out for Christmas, is Elaine Stritch. So let's hear the only Christmas song I think she ever recorded.
God, that's great.
All the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I have brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbye. And as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. when we finally kiss goodnight. How I'll hate going out in the storm, but if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. A fire is slowly dying, and look at us still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, Christmas is about getting together and bearing the hatchet and peace on earth, goodwill towards men. And here is a great number from Oklahoma about that. And just tell us a little bit, what is it like inhabiting this great American show and this amazing part in this production?
It's wonderful. It's really wonderful. And it's been challenging because Oklahoma is iconic and a lot of people want to see it the way they want it to be. This challenges that in many ways. And really, it's more like the way we do it is more like a play with music. Mm-hmm. And people don't want that.
And it's the whole play. People should know that. There's not anything rewritten.
We haven't
changed
anything. It's the script and it's the music. There's new orchestrations.
Right.
But a lot of people, especially tourists, want to see Oklahoma happy. And they don't jibe with this production. And so that makes it challenging.
It's very true to what they wrote. It's very true to the times in which we live.
Yeah.
So let's hear this number with good old Mary Testa at the center of it.
Oh, the farmer and the cowman to be friends. Oh, the farmer and the cowman to be friends. One man likes to push a plow, the other likes to chase a cow, but that's no reason why they can't be friends. Territory folks should stick together, territory folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance with the farmer's daughters, farmers dance with the rancher's gals.
Territory folks should stick together, territory folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance with the farmer's daughters, farmers dance with the rancher's gals.
I'd like to say a word for the farmer.
Well, say it.
He come out west and made a lot of changes.
Come out west and built a lot of fences, and built them right across our cattle ranges.
I'd like to say a word for the cowboy.
Oh, you would?
The road he treads is difficult and stony. He rides days on end with just a pony for a friend.
I sure am feeling sorry.
The farmer should be sociable with the cowboy when he runs by and asks for food and water. Don't treat him like a louse, make him welcome in your house.
But be sure that you lock up your wife and daughter.
The farmer and the cowman should be friends. Oh, the farmer and the cowman should be friends. One man likes to push a plow, the other likes to chase a cow, but that's no reason why they can't be friends.
When this territory is a state and joins the union just like all the others, the farmer and the cowman and the merchant must all behave themselves and act like brothers.
I'd like to teach you all a little saying, and learn these words by heart the way you should. I don't say I'm no better than anybody else, but I'll be damned if I ain't just as good.
I don't say I'm no better than anybody else, but I'll be damned if I ain't just as good.
Hey!
Territory folks should stick together, territory folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance with the farmer's daughters, farmers dance with the rancher's gals.
Territory folks should stick together,
Joy to the World. And what a joy it's been to have Mary Testas, our guest today on Broadway to Main Street.
Thank you so much for asking me. What a delight. So it's a little bit of an ego booster to hear the nice things you're saying about me, and I appreciate it.
And you know what? Every word of it is true.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
So that was a Joy to the World. Were you in that recording?
No, not at all. But I so admire the Broadway inspirational voices. They're just extraordinary. It's just extraordinary. Michael McElroy, who conduct. I mean, he's just... It's such an institution now, and they're so... You cannot listen to them and not cry.
Well, one of the things you do so well, and you've done your whole career, is give back to the Broadway community. You're always... You're reliable in the best sense of the word. And this is from Carols for a Cure. We're going to play out with this one. So tell us a little bit about this cut and why it was picked.
This was Nathan Cosey's idea. He's our musical director, extraordinary. And they gave him a list of things to do. And he said, you know, Carols for a Cure. And he said, I want to do Auld Lang Syne. And so he arranged it with Daniel Kluger and got the band and he did all the vocal arrangements. And so we were all on board. And I started off. And then everybody comes in, and it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful.
Well, what a great way to say celebrate Oklahoma, which is going to run till mid-January.
January 19th.
And thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you very much. I really had a great time.
Great, me too.
Should old acquaintance be forgot, had never brought to mind? Forgot her days of Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for the day of Auld Lang
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.